First of all, I just wanted to announce while it's on my mind that if anybody wants this weekend program, Brother Ryan has it on a CD. So if you want to order a copy, just talk to Brother Ryan. If you want to, you know, have the talk, the studies, and the talk again, and the testimony is not on there, but the two studies and the two discourses. If you want to share with other brethren in your ecclesia, or you know, if you want to have it for your personal reference or whatever, it'll be available. And I'm sure it'll be nice if Brother Ryan can have it like available to the Murdochs who really want to be here, Gowerlooks, and anyone else that would like. Also, we'd like to thank the musicians, Darlene, Sue there for playing, and Brother Sid, and wonderful to have. Those who can assist in that manner. So we appreciate your service. How many remember, can you conclude this scripture? Who can conclude it? Brother Mike?
My son, give me thine heart.
That's not the end.
For out of it?
What?
I think for out of it.
My son, give me thine heart and let thine... Right. Let thine eyes observe my ways. So anyway, it's not a test of see how much you learned this weekend. But it was a theme, sort of, the studies anyway were theme on on consecration for this weekend. And Brother Brad's opening discourse was on Samson. And how many remember how it tied in nicely with the gospel age activities of the Lord's people and really touched on consecration and really a trial of faith. I'm sure many of us really see Samson's life, as Brother Brad touched on Samson's life as a Nazarite, and the word Nazar and so on, and what it all meant, and how the you can apply the lesson atypically to the Gospel Age, and see how throughout the Gospel Age, much like Samson's life had those ups and downs, and at the end, though, he was victorious, wasn't he? He did what with his hands finally at the end? Pushed the pillars of the temple, and more people or the enemies died in the final act of Samson's life than throughout, you know, all the time he lived. So that was a nice presentation, and we believe it tied in nicely with a subject of trial of faith, consecration, and so on. Study on consecration, I think we kind of defined it as a solemn obligation. When you make a consecration, it is really a solemn obligation, solemn duty to fulfill your covenant of sacrifice. And God is, I think the Bible says, when thou makest a vow, see that thou defer it not, for the Lord has no pleasure in what? Fools. So, again, a warning there that when you do make a consecration, it's a solemn thing. It's an obligation you want to fulfill. Past, we learned that past consecrations, before the first advent of Christ, in the Gospel Age, we've noticed, you know, the manner in which the Lord opened up the high calling through the death of Jesus. And in the future, we see the millennial age. The world of mankind is going to walk up the highway of holiness, and consecration, we believe, is always in order, some past, some present, or some future. So we see in the manner in which the Lord has been doing this. And then the kids had some Bible fun last night here after some of you were gone, but they had, you know, what they did is they would select something from the Bible. It could be anything, water or dirt. I had the one on dirt and I was trying to put it on there. And, you know, how are you supposed to guess? You know, and then you can't put words on there. But anyway, the kids had fun because they could answer faster than some of the adults. You know, they were right in there. So it was nice to see that they get involved. And anything on the Bible, if you can draw their attention, it's wonderful. And this morning we had a study on trial of your faith, which is much more, Peter says, precious than what? Than gold that perisheth. So this trial of your faith is really the core of your consecration. really the tie-in, because if you can withstand the trials or endure the trials of your faith, and really a faith what? A trial of what faith? Really, I think in Jude 3 it says that the faith once delivered unto the saints, it is that faith we are to contend for. So if you have the ransom clear in your mind and you are holding on to the clear understanding of the ransom, you really understand all of God's plan. You can fit past, present, and future, and you will remain faithful. And then we had a testimony meeting. It was nice to hear the brethren testifying and relating their experiences of their life and sharing with the brethren how wonderful it is to know that we all have little different kind of experiences. And also, now Brother Andy concluded with a want ad. That's peculiar. I don't know where you got that want ad. You know, it really filled in nicely want ad for a peculiar people. And then the grafting in of Gentiles to fill in where the Jews that Christ came to and really did not fill up because they rejected Jesus. So he turned to the Gentiles, and from the Gentiles, contrary to nature, he could graft wild branches into a tame tree. And so they become part of that Abrahamic promise, the stars of heaven. And then also, you know, make reference to many are called, but few are chosen. So what is the church's mission throughout the gospel age? And I think that in itself, just a wonderful study would sometimes be, what is the church's mission? And I think he brought out, you know, to be a light to the world, to be an instructor, to be a teacher, to help those who have been called, bear witness to the kingdom that will be established here in great glory. So Brother Andy summarized beautifully, wonderfully this want ad, and we are all here because of that want ad, right? We've all heard the gospel call and responded to that want ad. So we thank you again for all coming here and making the time, taking the time and effort to come and be with us and to spend the day yesterday and today. And it's by so fast that it's hard to believe that we're just kind of planning and planning, and suddenly it's gone. And it's just a memory, isn't it? So all we go home now is with what? Memory. All those beautiful memories you have all in your mind. Hopefully you can retain as much as possible. And if you want to review it, brother, like Ryan has it on, we'll have it on the CD, so we'll be able to go back and if we want to. So we thank you all again for coming and for sharing. And anything else, Brother Ben? Take all our and once again, we'd like to send the love of the brethren from this fellowship weekend to make it to wherever you go, to whoever wanted their love sent. All in favor, please do that. Okay, so and we trust we will see each other probably before the next fellowship weekend, whenever that is. But we'll. Convention, probably the earliest, probably be next summer again. So, so we'll look forward to that. And let's conclude. Maybe we should sing at least a couple of verses of 64. Okay, God be with you till we meet again. 64. If you want to sing it all, I don't know if you do. You want to sing it all or yes? Okay. All right. Singing is a way of praising God. So.
Yeah.